The old bridges were gone, and commerce had come to a standstill. Civilization, the product of thousands of years of patient labor on the part of Egyptians and Babylonians and Greeks and Romans, which had lifted man high above the most daring dreams of his earliest ancestors, threatened to perish from the western continent. It is true that in the Far East, Constantinople continued to be the center of an empire for another 1,000 years, but it hardly counted as a part of the European continent. Its interests lay in the East. It began to forget its western origin. Gradually the Roman language was given up for the Greek. The Roman alphabet was discarded, and Roman law was written in Greek characters and explained by Greek judges. The emperor became an Asiatic despot, worshipped as the godlike kings of Thebes had been worshipped in the valley of the Nile 3,000 years before. When missionaries of the Byzantine church looked for fresh fields of activity, they went eastward and carried the civilization of Byzantium into the vast wilderness of Russia. As for the West, it was left to the mercies of the barbarians. For 12 generations, murder, war, arson, plundering were the order of the day. One thing, and one thing alone, saved Europe from complete destruction, from a return to the days of cavemen and the hyena. This was the Church, the flock of humble men and women who for many centuries had confessed themselves the followers of Jesus, the carpenter of Nazareth, who had been killed that the mighty Roman Empire might be saved the trouble of a street riot in a little city somewhere along the Syrian frontier.